boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed. You can hear happiness staggering on down the street, footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers merry.
A scientist at Texas A&M University says that hair and dropping samples found in the woods of the Pacific Northwest are definitely not human and don't appear to be related to any animal species known to live in the region.
Every kind of non-human primate has a certain repertoire of sounds, of vocalizations that it makes.
The samples were discovered following sightings of the elusive Bigfoot, also known as Sasquatch, in the Northwest. Dr. Von Bryant, a respected anthropologist botanist, says his preliminary studies of the samples rule out just about every known animal. The hair samples are coarse and measure about 10 inches long, too long for any animal known to live in that region. The samples are white or blonde in color, which corresponds with some Bigfoot sightings. The dropping samples, he said, are too large to have come from a bear or any other Northwest animal, and are definitely not of human origin. Dr. Bryant, a recognized authority on prehistoric diet, pollen, and dropping analysis, says he believes that this is the first time a comprehensive study has been made on such material. He plans to continue the research until he can establish the origin of the samples.
Maybe you think
that I creep in the night.
The American equivalent to the abominable snowman of Tibet, Bigfoot is said to inhabit the remote mountain wilderness of Oregon and California. Hunters and sheriff deputies in distant areas occasionally claim to have seen him.
He said its arms were extremely long and the hands were four times the size of human being hands, and indicated that the feet were probably about 18 inches long. The entire body, except the chest area, was covered with the gray-tipped hairs, and the hair appeared very glossy.
He says that he is about 8 feet tall, with a short neck and a small head, something like a gorilla. Now, naturally enough, he has not been brought back alive or even clearly photographed, much less given scientific credence.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Barry says he obtained his tape of Bigfoot's grunts and groans during repeated visits to a hunting camp at 9,000 feet in the High Sierra. Said Barry, there would be an outburst of quarrelsome chatter on the perimeter of the camp. They were kind of frightening sounds, some of them like the chest-beating display of a gorilla. Barry said he and his fellow hunters also saw the monster, which he described as a fleeting blob in the woods.
That I creep in the night.
He said he later found five-toed footprints measuring 22 inches long. Barry had his tapes verified by a New York firm that worked on the Watergate tapes. He was told that they seemed unlikely to be human. That's KNAC Earth News.
You know what it is, and you want to stay alive, you better put your overdrive.
Some of my best friends have extra-large breasts that hang down to their navels.
Reno, you're a creep.
Same thing to you, fella.
Look out, there's a monster coming.
You, that's who.
This is Blue.